Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A family fun day is this Saturday. The fourth annual Dia de la Familia takes place at Lake Darbon State Park. Mary Barrios is Safe and Healthy Kids Coordinator with the Children's Coalition of Northeast Louisiana and joins me in studio. Mary, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Lots of great fun coming up this Saturday. Quite a celebration. How was this event first brought together?
It is our fourth annual. We're very excited. We first began at a very small gym. Well, actually not small gym. It's at the First Baptist Church in Farmville. Mm-hmm. And we had 150 people. And then the state park asked us to partner with them to continue this at the park, to kind of bring Hispanic families to the park. So it's increased since. And the next year we have 330, the next 560. So we're looking forward to having many more this year at the fourth annual.
The thing about this is that it focuses on health and active living. Why that purpose?
Well, we wanted to. That's one of the parts of what I do is promoting healthy lifestyles. And so we want everything that we wanted to do with this event is not only connect people to resources, but also show them a place where they can go with their families. You mentioned you've been to the state park recently.
Right.
So that was, you know, that's actually a beautiful place to go with your families. You can enjoy the outdoors. So we wanted our Hispanic families and all families to actually be able to come to the park and see what they have to offer.
How much has that lent, Mary, moving from the gymnasium to an outdoor site when you talk about some of these activities and getting kids involved?
You cannot even imagine. Last year we had kayak demonstrations in the pool. We were able to do Zumba demonstrations that we had maybe about 40 people doing it at the same time. So it's really allowed us to have space where we can spread out and have more vendors, have more things available for our families.
You mentioned the kayak and the Zumba demonstrations. Tell us about some of the general activities that are going to be taking place Saturday.
Well, that's some of the things we'll be having. We'll be having Zumba demonstrations again this year, mm-hmm. kayak demonstrations. There's also going to be some bands with music, Hispanic music. So if you're interested in that, that's really a great thing. We're also going to have food, local vendors who are going to be creating or making authentic Hispanic food. So that's, if I tell people, if nothing else, come for the food. So
are there health screenings, anything like that taking place for adults during the day?
Yes, we're very excited. This is the second year the Health Hut is actually partnering with us. They're bringing their mobile unit. And also Union General Hospital, which is our local hospital, is also going to be providing health screenings. And just a lot of general information as far as they're doing. It's a girl thing. It's a program they have for young ladies. It's also going to be there. They also have, if you would like to sign up for Medicaid or Medicare, they're going to have somebody there to do that as well.
While the adults, mom and dad, kind of taking care and getting involved in those type of things, the kids are covered as well, correct?
Yes. We have an amazing kids zone that's going to have jumpers, and the bookmobile is going to be there. We're also going to have carnival-style games. There's even going to be a soccer demonstration with some local kids' teams. So there's a lot of different things that any member of the family can do.
And there's the call for members of the Hispanic community in Union Parish to participate. Share on that number and how it's grown in the parish in recent years.
It's amazing to think. I think I read somewhere that between 1990 and 2000, the Hispanic population in Union Parish grew 247%. So if you can just imagine. And at this point, the census, the last census said there's about 900. But, you know, somebody and I, we were talking about that, and we said, we probably know that many just ourselves. So we think that it's probably double or triple that amount. As far as the amount of Hispanics that are in that community.
How does this event increase awareness of other opportunities for healthy living for members of the Hispanic community that go on, you know, the rest of the year?
Well, the wonderful thing is that in connecting people to resources, mm-hmm. we're asking some of these organizations to bring this information in Spanish. What do you do? United Way is going to be their Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. We're also having Families Helping Families, St. Francis, and their tobacco-free program. So there's a lot of different information that's going to be available to them. And our door prizes our bikes because we want kids to be active. So it's a way to give them something that, okay, you can't stay inside and play with that.
Right.
So you have to go outside. So we're excited about all the different things that we're doing that actually are promoting the active lifestyle.
Other door prizes that are involved?
Brookshire's always gives us a $50 gift card, which is awesome. You know, we try to say that we're promoting healthy living through that, but we can't really follow them in the grocery store, but we're hoping that they're purchasing healthy items. We also have some local restaurants that are giving some gift certificates, but we have a really good, we're giving away about 10 bikes. So the Bernice Business Club, our Community Trust Bank, Marion State Bank, Farm Bureau is giving bikes. So we have several different organizations that are giving bikes.
You mentioned some of the food and music entertainment. Among the food, some of the samplings you can expect to...
There's people that say, I'm coming back for the food every year. But there's everything from tacos, enchiladas. We also have, which this is very interesting. You kind of almost have to be Hispanic to like it. But corn in a cup, they put corn and they put like, I know this is going to sound strange, but they put mayonnaise and some Parmesan cheese and some hot pepper sauce. But I guarantee you the combination of that is just excellent. But there's a lot of different things you can try that you might not normally eat. And like I said, some of them are actually cooking on site so you can watch how they actually prepare it.
What are some of the things that you've heard, Mary, following these events and why people want to come back the next year? What attracts them to this event coming up Saturday?
I think one thing for our Hispanic families is that it's in their language. You know, we're making all announcements in Spanish, the music, the events. It's celebrating who we are. But we also want other members of the community to come and know who we are and celebrate who we are. This is not a Hispanic-only event. And while it celebrates our culture, we invite all communities to come out, or everybody to come out and enjoy it. That's why we're really excited about the partnership with the Union Parish Tourist Commission. This is a year that they partner with us so that we could do billboards and yard signs and other things for English-speaking families, because we want to invite everybody to come this year.
The event coming up Saturday from 10 until 2 at Lake Darbone State Park in Union Parish. Mary, someone would like to find out more. How can you do so?
You can contact us at the Children's Coalition at 323-8775, and we would be more than happy to give you more information about that.
Big Family Fun Day coming up this Saturday at Lake Darbone State Park. Mary Barrios is the Safe and Healthy Kids Coordinator with the Children's Coalition of Northeast Louisiana. Mary, thank you for joining us.
Muchas gracias. Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.